This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Danny, I've long scoured the internet for great mic'd up audio of Redskins coaches and players after every Redskins game. It's my favorite thing in the world.
I remember what you do.
Way back in the day when Jim Zorn was coaching and there was like video of him and his kid on the field during the national anthem, and I just thought it was the coolest thing. I just love mic'd up audio. We've got a little bit of Kirk Cousins audio. You want to go through it?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So here's a clip. We're on Showtime. This is via inside and around the NFL on Showtime. They are showing Kirk Cousins basically in the same clip, praising his line for blocking for him, which you'll hear, and then also raising his voice, getting mad a couple plays later because somebody was walking back to the huddle when they were trying to go tempo. So here's that.
Good pocket. Hey, great pocket. Hey, that was you guys. I took forever. Nice job.
And when to raise your voice.
Huddle, let's go. Why are you walking?
Shows a little assertiveness there on the field. A little leadership from the eight car, doesn't it?
I digs it. I'm smelling what he's stepping in.
Would Kirk Cousins have done that a couple of years ago? It looked to me like, and it's impossible on the clip that we see here to see who he's talking to, but it looks like a tight end next to Vernon Davis, and I think it's Jordan Reed if I had to guess. It may be a wide receiver, but the point is it's basically someone lollygagging into the huddle. He's trying to call for the huddle, and you can see him just start screaming, why are you walking?
What are we doing here?
I like that.
Me too. Because again, it's this isn't nice guy time. We'll say I'm sorry afterwards in the heat of the moment. This is competitive time. This is please do everything you're supposed to do at all times. Please, everything. Here's what you'd be expected of professional athletes: do everything you can do at all times, and you can control whether or not you're walking.
If you're hurt, you're hurt.
If you can't play, you can't play. You can't control that. If you are in the game, do everything you possibly can at all times. It's why, by the way, I know this has no relation to the discussion, or I couldn't believe that people were like, I don't care if DeSean Jackson blocks or not. Please try as hard as you possibly can at all times. Please do everything you're supposed to do at all times.
This next clip here is Cousins on the bench with his quarterback's coach. And they're, you know, this is mid-game. You see this a million times. They're sitting there on the bench. You can tell all the momentum's been lost. This is sometime as the 49ers are mounting their comeback. And they're looking down at the binder. And this is a pretty revealing cut from Cousins here on just the lull in some of these games. This is the second straight week, remember, when the Redskins were on the sideline a lot in the second half and couldn't really get their offense back onto the field. Here's Cousins with his position coach.
Sometimes I get in a weird place when we get a lead like this where you start playing, you know, conservative, you know, not to lose. And it's smart to do that, but it also kind of hinders your ability to just go play.
I think that's very revealing audio.
Me too.
Cousins saying not only that you see that with sometimes play calling and coaching, we talk about that he gets into that same rut where maybe I'm not going to take the chance to throw the ball down the field. Maybe I'm not going to take the chance to force a ball into that window like I did on the touchdown to Josh Doctson or like I did a few weeks ago on the deep shot to Doctson when we're up 17-0. Maybe I'm just going to take that safer, shorter throw and be a little bit more conservative. Next thing you know, maybe you're punting more often. So he's being real with his coach, and we don't get to see there. His coach was about to react, and I'm sure was going to try to provide insight on why that's bad or keep playing. Put the gas pedal down, and that's easier to say. But the problem is when you're up 17-0 and you throw a real bad interception, you know, maybe that cut, frankly, came after the pick where he just tried to do something and it was too much because he didn't want to start being too conservative. Who knows?
Right.
But I think it's fairly natural that you don't want to make the play that turns the tide of the game at that point. You want to continue the positive momentum rather than giving it to the opponent.
Agreed. I mean, it reminds me of a couple seasons ago when he was having that very frank conversation with the quarterback's coach, I think. Or maybe it was even with Sean, where it was the like, hey, I know because I'm a first-year starter and everything that we were hesitant to put stuff on my plate, but it's where we're the best. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like, it's better not to try to limit me. Let's play. Let's win or lose based on me slinging the football around. You know, it reminds me of that. It's a frank self-evaluation where it's, I know what's going on. I'm aware of the spots in the game. And it's not about forcing things, but you also have to be willing to trust that your best players are going to do it. You know what I mean? It's kind of the anti-Matt Williams going with Aaron Barrett. It's the, I'll probably go down with my best, thanks. I'll go down with the best guys that I have no matter what. To me, their best player is not Samaje Perine. Their best player on offense, if it's not Chris Thompson, it's Kirk Cousins. He's got the ball in his hands. Trust him to do the right thing because that's your best option, better so than trying to, you know, a third and three the power play with a team that can't run the football. It's revealing.
Those are the two clips we grabbed from Showtime to play for you, but there's a couple of others that I liked, and the audio is just not good enough to pass along to get on the air. One of the clips is Trent Williams and Kirk Cousins having a conversation on the bench, and I loved this so much. Do you remember in the second half, the Redskins had no momentum. They couldn't get anything going offensively. And when I say nothing, I mean nothing. And they needed a play. And Kirk Cousins pulled the ball down and scrambled for like 18 yards and took a huge shot, lowering his shoulder in the middle of the field. You remember that play?
Oh, of course, yeah. Massive play in the game.
It was huge, right? Well, they ended up having to punt soon thereafter, but you thought maybe that would be the play that got them going. And it was a spark. Finally, they got a first down. They didn't have to punt right away, and they milked a little bit of clock. Well, he comes to the sideline, and Trent Williams is talking to him in this clip. And Trent Williams says to him, hey, something along the lines, it was hard to make out because he's not right on the mic, which Kirk's wearing, but he said something along the lines of, hey, why'd you lower your shoulder like that? Don't do that. Cousins said, oh, I didn't know exactly where the first down marker was. And Trent responds, you had almost 20 yards. You were way past it. And Kirk said, yeah. And then he responds, he goes, yeah, but sometimes when you slide, you still get hit anyway, and you're in a more vulnerable position, and they still take their shot at you. And Trent's quote, which is great, I'll read to you. He said, that shoulder's worth about $200 million right now. You don't want to put that out there. Which is funny. And Kirk just kind of nods. Trent Williams is 100% correct. Yes. Not because you don't want to risk the money you'll lose, but Kirk Cousins is playing on a one-year deal, by the way. I mean, you hurt your shoulder there. That's a problem for you monetarily. But he's right because you hurt the team. Same thing we used to say to Robert Griffin. You got to get down there. There's no reason. That's twice in a couple weeks, by the way, where he has lowered his shoulder and taken a hit. And this one was directly on that right throwing shoulder. That is a precarious way to take a shot from a safety barreling downhill at you. I'm deferring to Trent Williams here. I think he's right about that.
Yeah, 100%. I need you to fight for another day. Now, if you're John Elway in the Super Bowl, helicopter away, bro. You know what I mean? If it's week 17 to get into the playoffs, all in for diving head first or whatever the hell you got to do. I also need a little bit less, like, barreling down after turnovers and in the preseason trying to knock guys out of bounds, et cetera, et cetera. Please be careful. I mean, just please be careful because you could see how things turn. I mean, not even on, you know, extra plays, but regular the course of plays. David Carr, did I just do it again? Derek Carr, for God's sakes, injured two straight years. He has been hurt in the pocket. Guys
Who?
Get hurt. Derek
Who
Carr.
Gets hurt in the
Marcus
pocket?
Marcus Mariota, as athletic as anybody, hurt in the pocket. Not scrambling, but in the pocket. This game will get you. Don't give it extra chances to get you.
You know what I would love so much? If Ben McAdoo ends up, after he gets fired by the Giants, getting hired to be the Raiders offensive coordinator.
It would be a disaster for me.
And it's Bob McAdoo calling plays for David Carr, in your opinion.
It would be a disaster for me. That's what would happen. I can't handle this. My fantasy team in our stupid league is David Carr, and I still can't get it right.
Is that making it worse for you at this point?
Somehow, because I keep looking at David. In fact, I was looking at David Carr during the commercial break. By the way, it's a first-place squad right up the top of the division, feeling very good about ourselves, and feeling worse now. Feeling worse now because I can't remember the name of the stupid quarterback that's good. Ugh.
You'll get it.
I won't.
Derek Carr's only been in the league for, what, 3+ seasons
now? Tell you
now?
This, I won't get it. He'll be retired, and he'll come on our show as an analyst on CBS, and I'll go, David, what's the most important thing about, and I'll botch it.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Wizards tip off a new season tonight. How good are they going to be? We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.